Jess Tradiocchio, that is Melbourne tradies singing in karaoke bars all over Tokyo, Japan. They've been singing on our show for years, and now we're at the point where tradies are here in Tokyo, Japan. We're going to be broadcasting all week, Fifi, Fev and Byron.
That's right. We can't wait to, bring you the incredible stories that our tradies have been exploring over the last day or so. But yesterday, before we met up with our tradies, we went out together, guys. It was our first time getting out and about, and we wanted to head to the Monster Cafe because we'd heard all about it. This is this incredible cafe. It's all colour. It's like a theme park.
It's an amazing place.
And then the food is all coloured, and you've got rainbow spaghetti, and you've got purple hamburgers. But to get there was a challenge. We had to navigate the very complicated subway system here. And we had all our kids. So you had Lenny and Lulu. I had Trixie and Daisy.
10 to 12 people.
Yep.
At a subway, all in Japanese. We didn't know where we were going. I'm not sure. Why were we even catching a train? We should have got a
very
some sort
fair
of bus
point.
Or,
that's a very
like,
fair point.
Like, when 1D tour, they get these like awesome Mercedes and they jump in and they get chauffeur driven, the Hemsworths. Like, we're catching the subway.
Yeah, it was.
And it was hot.
It's hot down there, isn't it?
It was hot.
It was so hot.
Especially when you're 130 kilos. I only passed out.
At one point, I was fanning off Daisy with a piece of paper, and then Fev seemed a little bit warm, so I had to fan him down.
Well, you guys were hot. I had a human strapped to me. Like, that's
fair enough.
Really hot.
No, that's
there's a lot of whinging. But on the way there, Boxy, we ran into some really weird sort of... What do you call them?
Well, they're sculptures.
What were they called?
Well, they're inappropriate.
They're like humans.
It wasn't quite right.
It was an inappropriate sculpture that you made even more inappropriate, Fev. So let's listen. How do we travel as a pack? The Fifi, Fev and Byron show on the Tokyo streets yesterday.
All right, guys. I think we are headed...
Monster Cafe.
Monster Cafe. I'm looking forward to it. We've booked brunch in, but I think we'll get there for dinner.
Well, here we are, guys. We're at Shiodome session.
Oh, that's not right. There's children around.
That's a tribute to the human centipede.
No. Oh, what's
that's
Fev going to do?
That's disgusting. What's... Now Fev? We can see statues that are very elaborate. Now, Brendan has put himself at the front of the human centipede. You can't have Trixie involved.
No, Trixie can't get involved in
Brendan
this.
Brendan is on all fours.
Oh, dear.
Now,
oh,
Trixie
dear.
Is copying Brendan.
This isn't quite right.
This is not for children. This is not for children. We're on the Ginza line, guys. 7 stops, okay?
I've got a raincoat on.
Well, extraordinary.
It said rain today. It's supposed to rain.
Does anyone know what station the Monster Cafe is near? We
no,
just want to have lunch.
I don't even know where the Monster Cafe is.
Why didn't we just have lunch somewhere closer?
I can't do this anymore.
Poorly planned. Okay.
I can't do this.
No. I think we have 4G down here, so Fev can't get the translator to work. There's no 4G, so... Can you stop worrying about lollies and start worrying about where we're going?
Monster Cafe wa doko desu ka?
I need a swimming pool.
But that's just speaking
Monster
Japanese.
Cafe from the train station, please.
Yeah, but that's not helping. None of us are Japanese.
I got a text. Australia Post just delivered one of my parcels.
Okay. Can you imagine? I mean, just it's not easy travelling with you guys.
It was really dumb.
We got it. We did it.
We got there.
We got there in the end. Yeah, no. And when we got there, it got even more interesting. So we'll get to all of that a little later this morning. Of course, our tradies are here as well. There is plenty happening. We are live.
They up and about?
From Tokyo, Japan. Even a video of what caused all the offence. So have a look at it. Fifi, Fev, Byron. There is a video of Fev. I believe it's in our stories.
Probably stop saying offence.
You be the judge of whether or not
it
was
arrested.
Yeah, well,
and not everyone's familiar with the movie The Human Centipede, and I don't suggest
everyone
they look it up.
Everyone kept saying Human Centipede on my Instagram post yesterday, and I had no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, you don't want to know.
I don't think
Fev.
I've ever seen it.
I wouldn't Google it.
No.
Anyway, this is the Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Yes, we are at the home of karaoke, Tokyo, Japan. All the action with our tradies. Tonight, that's when we start hitting the karaoke bars. There's a whole bunch of tradies, groupies here on the team. We're here thanks to Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. It's currently 5:20. Our alarms went off at 3:00 in the morning local time. Of course, 7:20 in Melbourne.
I want to ask you a question later, Boxy. Just a question. I'll give you some notice. I want to know what all the red lights are on top of all the buildings. So I just want to know, I'm fascinated by it.
Oh, yeah, we can see them out of our window here.
They're everywhere.
Maybe it's for the aeroplanes.
Well, they don't land here.
Well, just to make sure they don't land here.
Well, maybe, okay. But they're everywhere. Now, I come across a story when I was in my tuk-tuk on the way here.
There are no tuk-tuks here.
Oh, like my cab. Taxi.
Very sophisticated city.
On the way here to Fifi's Boxer's room to do our broadcast, and I was reading some stories, and I come across another selfie story.
Yes.
Boxy. The Grand Canyon in America. A mother and daughter, a 20-year-old daughter, was taking a photo of the mum, and she wanted a picture of the Grand Canyon, obviously the beautiful waterfall. And she's like, the mum's like, go back.
The waterfall? Grand Canyon?
Is it Grand Canyon? Oh, not the waterfall, just the Grand Canyon. I was thinking of Niagara Falls for some reason.
Both wonderful natural landmarks.
Wonderful natural landmarks. Anyway, she's like, go back. To the mum's going, go back. The daughter's going back, slips.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been videoed, almost like falls to her death. But she's saved, thank God.
How'd she get saved?
I don't know. Don't go into bloody detail. Anyway, that's...
Did she slip off?
64 deaths at the Grand Canyon from people taking selfies.
No, seriously?
Yep. That's a true stat. Don't know how many years that's over, but phones haven't been around long.
No, you're right. It would be at least in the last couple of decades, wouldn't it? 15 years,
I'm talking, mate, 5
It could be 3 a year.
Maybe 5 to 10 years.
It's horrible.
Yes.
Oh, couldn't you do selfies on Nokias? No, I guess you couldn't.
No, you can't. You could play Snake, but you can't on the toilet, unless you fell in the toilet. Whoa. Now, we're on holidays.
Yes.
There's a lot of selfies being taken. We went down to that crossing yesterday where the Beatles walked across.
Abbey Road.
It's a different one.
Yeah, it's a different one. Looks similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, like zebra crossings. We're all taking selfies in the middle of the traffic.
Intersection.
Quick. Will's like, you've got 10 seconds. And we're taking selfies. We could be hit. My daughter just brought a selfie stick.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
She went to the supermarket and was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. They've been around for 10 years.
That's so cute.
And she's fascinated by a selfie stick.
Oh, I love
that. So I just wanted to let you guys know that let's just be very careful. We're going to Disneyland tomorrow.
I don't know if there's any...
I don't want anyone to fall off the Mickey Mouse ride.
I've done the stats, but I'm pretty sure Disneyland haven't had many selfie injuries.
Well, don't fall off the teacup.
This is The Fox. 101.9
The Fox.
We are live from Tokyo, Japan, and of course... Our trip means that we missed Derby Day.
We did. We missed Derby Day. But let's be honest, you know how sometimes when you... Because that was one of the things. I've always loved Derby Day.
Yeah,
Derby's always been my
favourite
day to go to. But when you're somewhere where you can't be at Derby Day and then you see it's torrential rain, it's a horrible day, there's that little part of you, and it's not a great part of you, let's be honest, but it's kind of happy. Because you go, I want to be there. Oh, no, I don't want to be there. That's fine.
I was watching a lot of Insta stories of people posting, a lot of Twitter, and I laughed.
I know. Let's hear the news report from the day. This sets up, I guess, how unfortunate the weather was.
It's a rainy day for it, but I'm fine with it. It's okay.
Do you think anyone will get to see your outfit today?
Probably not.
Without a doubt, the number one accessory at Flemington today was the umbrella. Even for those lucky enough to be here in the birdcage, simply running from one marquee to the next.
Now, I've got to say this, boys, as a woman in this team who knows what goes into it. I used to host Fashions on the Field.
Was on a TV show.
Do you know, it wasn't actually televised. Oh, no, you're thinking about Me on Home and Away. You're right. That was my character.
That's right.
But that was at the Abbey Creek Raceway.
Yeah. So in real life you did Flemington, but in your role as an actor, you played yourself effectively.
I certainly did.
We should find that scene. Actually, can we dig up that scene and find it before the end of the show?
Yeah,
that
we can.
Creek?
Yeah, great.
But I remember what went into that, and you'd plan your outfit. You've got to plan it, at least a week ahead, but some people are planning a month ahead. And then when you see the forecast, it's a disaster. Because if you've got a great dress and you know it's got, you know, shoestring straps or your arms are out, and then you just look at the forecast, you go, I'm going to freeze. And guess what? I've got nothing that goes with this dress. So I'm going to freeze. I've decided.
You just
I'm not going to worry about
the
weather.
So either one or the other, don't you?
Absolutely.
But then if you've got no money and you go to the races because you want to be with all your friends, you just buy some nice shoes, you go with a poncho. Because no one will see your dress. You can wear anything underneath.
Oh, I agree. No, you're right. Yeah, bad weather
save the
is
dress.
Good if you've
save
got nothing
dress.
To wear.
Right.
You can save the dress for next year. I would.
Don't
I
even unveil it.
I would just put that for next year. Let's wear a poncho.
But
what do you got under there? Oh, it's so,
don't worry
so
about
cold.
It.
There would be people, I'm guessing, who either had their Derby Day ruined, maybe your outfit was inappropriate, you had to make a last-minute change, were you frustrated? I mean, if there are any girls particularly who would like to vent, 13 10 60, how much effort did you put in? Did you end up cancelling? What was the Derby Day of fail? I mean, maybe boys, how?
I would have just cancelled.
Would you?
100%.
As a grown man?
Well, as a grown man, because it's not fun. Like, I don't want to be wet. I don't want my wife to be wet. I don't want her to have to go through that.
That's
and just sit
sweet.
At home with the kids, have a couple of frothies, load up the Ladbrokes account.
Okay, responsibly, obviously. No,
well,
I mean, Steve,
that's what you're going to do there.
There are the fails on Saturday, which hopefully we do get some stories about how bad it was on Saturday. But I just generally, as a guy, I think if your partner wears uncomfortable heels and you have to hear her complain about that all day,
that's
that can
fail.
Be tough for a
yes.
guy.
That's I can hear.
No,
agree.
It's like no. I remember my ex-girlfriend. We went to Flemington once for a lovely day.
Chrissy,
and, no, not Chrissy. That's my ex-wife. Anyway, but can you stop distracting me when I'm trying to just rip through something?
I'm not sure. I don't know why you're saying this.
Well,
story.
I'm just saying you walk out the front door, right? Two steps out of the front door, oh, my heels are hurting. Well, this is going to be a long day. We haven't even got to the cab to get to the track. Like, put on something a bit more comfortable.
30, 10, 60. You want to hear about your Derby Day fails? Any, to be honest, any race day fail.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Good stuff.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, we were just talking about Derby Day, the fact that it was a miserable weather on Saturday, and lots of people would have put effort into what they were going to wear, what they were going to do, and unfortunately, that would have been a big fail, and people might have bailed on it or been disappointed, like Jasmine from Roxburgh Park. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Jasmine. Now, Jasmine, this was last year. You had a shocking cup day. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. It was pouring rain and it did not stop until about 2 in the afternoon. Gave us a second of sunshine and then it was pouring again. So what happened was I got dropped off and as you know, you need to walk down the long track to get to the race course. And in that process, my foot slipped and I broke one of the straps in my shoe. So I had to start walking, take off my shoes and I walked to the racetrack barefoot. And then... It was a bad moment. People were looking and thinking, what is this girl doing?
She's trashed already.
Yeah, I mean, normally you have your heels off leaving the track, not walking onto the course. Wow, that's wrong. Hey, remember the girl, that was a shocking story, but remember the girl who crash-tackled the police officer?
Oh,
that wasn't a great day, was it?
Best ever.
Do you know what, if I was Jasmine, I'm getting to a stage, and maybe this is just because I'm travelling with two young kids, where I would sit down and throw a tantrum. If that
just
happened
done.
To me at the races,
right,
I'd go, someone's going to have to call, get someone to come and chopper me out.
I reckon
out.
This might happen in the next 5 days.
Yeah, no, we'll watch it. And by the way, guys, in a tribute to our production staff, Fifi, of course, was the host of the Maya Fashions and the field at Flemington for many years. And then Fev reminded Fifi of her incredible role on Home and Away, where she played essentially herself.
Yeah.
And this was before her Neighbours days. This was the early years of Fifi's acting
career.
Yeah,
it was a big card. It was at Yabby Creek Races. It was a three-race card.
Now, we've managed to, and a credit to our production staff back in Melbourne, we've managed to find this pivotal scene.
With Esther Anderson and Tessa James.
Wow. So, and this is also up on our Instagram, but let's enjoy this acting. I think Fife's acting career. Well, this is where it all began. I think she got a lot better. I don't know. This was your best work. No. But have a listen back. I mean, you'll be your own worst critic, I'm sure. What do you make of this performance, Fife? Let's have a listen.
Excuse me, ladies. I had to come over and say you both look absolutely stunning.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I'm hosting today's Fashions on the Field competition, and I'd love to sign you up. I really think you should enter.
You're joking, guys. Lovely, but it's not really.
Look,
thing.
She's just being modest. Is it okay if we think about it?
Sure, but don't take too long. And if you change your minds, head over to the podium in the next 30 minutes. I think you've got a pretty good chance.
Oh, wow.
That was brought to you by Sheen Panel Service. That's a live read.
It sounded like a voiceover.
Sure, but don't think about it too long. It speaks like that.
You can watch that on our Insta story. Fifi, Fev, Byron, we are live from Tokyo, Japan. All thanks to Sheen Panel Service on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Live from Japan!
Yes, at 8 minutes past eight, 8 minutes past six here in Tokyo, Japan. Gee, we start early. We should have probably thought that through. Fifi, Fev and Byron tonight. The tradies of Melbourne will be singing in all the karaoke bars all over Tokyo, Japan. But we have been here for a couple of days, just settling in over the weekend, Fifi.
Yeah, we have. And look, on Saturday night, we thought, let's all meet up and watch the Rugby World Cup final. I didn't honestly think that. I was just happy to meet up and have some dinner.
I was shocked.
I know.
With all the messages going around that you, with two little toddlers, were going to attack the streets of Tokyo at night time.
I know. Just,
to find a sports bar.
I thought to myself, we've come all the way to Japan. Let's get out amongst it. You know, you get busy living or get busy dying. Get out there. And I won't lie, we left the hotel, so I'd strapped Daisy into the baby Bjorn. I had Trix. She's six. It's a big deal coming all the way over here. She was a bit tired too. We left the hotel at 3 to come and meet Leon and Byron and the rest of the team. And we got back to the hotel 3 hours later, having never met them. Now, let's hear. This is a bit of the chaos that went down when there was a miscommunication about where we were meeting.
It was Shibuya Crossing 5 p.m. was the instruction. Shibuya Crossing,
yes.
5 p.m.
Yep.
I'm standing between two walkways. I've got the train station behind me.
Yep.
The two big billboards. Can you see Tossay? T-O-O-S-E-I.
A billboard that says Tossay. Tossay. No.
Crossing this up there. I think she's going to come down the hill.
Something big.
So big.
BIC. You're on the other side of the river.
Yeah, I know. I have to tell you, Leon.
What?
Shibuya.
We're at...
I'm in Shibuya.
You're in Shibuya. Shibuya's quite big.
I'm in Shibuya and I'm going home.
You're going home?
No. Oh, she's pulled the pin, and fair enough. That was Fifa, of course, on FaceTime, and we're trying to sort of look at her, and it was very loud, and it was, you know.
Fair, can I talk you through this, okay? We were leaving the hotel.
Oh, mate, I watched it.
I know, but let me...
I loved it.
The elements you don't understand. So we were leaving the hotel, bumped into Rylan. Now, Rylan works, obviously, here for the Fox. He's brilliant. He has set up his studio for us. He's fantastic.
He does more than charge batteries.
He's very knowledgeable about Japan. So I was leaving the hotel, and I said, Rylan, do you know where the guys are? He goes, yeah, they're in Shinjuku, which is not Shibuya.
Right.
So what happened was I've dragged the girls to Shinjuku, and everybody kept saying to me, we're meeting at the crossing. Leon's like, we're at the crossing. Amanda's like, we're at the crossing. Anyway, I've got out at Shinjuku station and I'm stopping anyone who speaks English. He says, the crossing. They've pointed at a zebra crossing.
Yeah.
So I stood at a zebra crossing in Shinjuku for nearly an hour with Trixie going, what are we doing? Are we going home? Where's the swimming pool? Can I swim? No, sweetie. We're just meeting everyone for dinner. So after nearly an hour, we then realised you were in Shibuya, not Shinjuku. So I've gone, okay, now I would get back on the subway. Now the subway here in Tokyo,
tough.
It's like the New York subway on steroids.
Yeah.
It's next level. It's about a million stations.
Yeah. They're all color-coded, all the trains.
I'm not kidding, had a meltdown, sat down and threw a tantrum in the middle of like peak hour. Oh. Then we finally get to Shibuya, and then that whole conversation you heard was all on FaceTime. Mm. Now, the message I'd been given was meet outside the Starbucks at Shibuya Crossing. Yeah. Okay,
there's about
50 Starbucks at Shibuya.
That was Leon.
And not only that, you all kept talking. It was like a Seinfeld episode. Like, I felt like Elaine screaming, stop saying the crossing. You're all saying the crossing. We're meeting at the crossing. There's the crossing. The crossing is not a crossing.
Okay.
It's a square.
Let it out.
Stop saying crossing.
The WhatsApp was amazing. I was sitting, I was having a glass of champagne and a beautiful steak with my wife, watching this all unfold. And then I'd eaten... I actually had dessert. We had a bottle of champagne. I had a shower, got back into bed, and I put the Rugby World Cup on, and you're still standing at the crossing.
I was. And you know what?
And I'd done all that. I had a great night.
I got back to the hotel. I had a burrito from Taco Bell, and I decided I wasn't much of a fan of Tokyo.
101.9 The Fox.
30.
Now, we were just talking about a big mix-up we had on Saturday night. We're all trying to meet for dinner in arguably one of the busiest intersections in the world. Not only was I sent to the wrong suburb when I eventually found my way to where you were, Byron, and Leon, the area of Shibuya covers about 5 kilometres,
huge,
so I was about 2 kilometres away from you. Right. Anyway, I just want to play some audio. You know how we were laughing and joking about this might be like the National Lampoon's Vacation, one of those comedic movies? It really was, because I had to deal with Daisy screaming and crying the whole subway that's 8 stops home in a crowded train.
It's an interesting decision.
It sounded a bit like this. Honestly, What the local
saying?
Japanese people were just, well, I was just standing with a big smile on my face. I didn't know how to say sorry. They were all thinking, why have you got a child out in the middle of Shibuya on a Saturday night? I mean, the whole thing. But you know what it was? It was a big meeting mix-up.
Right.
And this happens, particularly when you're in foreign cities or you say to somebody, I'm going to meet you here. And it can even happen in Fed Square. When you get times wrong, when you get locations wrong, I'd love to hear some stories of some meeting mix-ups when you've been trying to meet but it hasn't quite worked. Because think about pre-mobile phone. Like at least we were all WhatsApping and we were FaceTiming each other trying to figure it out. But imagine if you were trying to meet a friend back when you were backpacking and said, oh, okay, on the 5th of January, I'll meet you at midday at Tower Bridge.
Right.
And then, like, you can't contact them to
you'd
say,
like
I'm not going to be there.
A code, like wear a big red top hat or something.
Yeah, you'd have to do something like that.
You'd have to do something stupid, like wear a bright tradie vest.
And you know what? Meeting mix-ups happen really bad when you're holding tickets. You know when you say, okay, well, I've got your ticket to the concert.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
meet you at... Light, this is the MCG, you always say light pole 9 or whatever, and then you get it wrong, and then, yeah, anyway, I'm sure it happens, 13, 10, 60.
You just say the MCC members, you don't get lost. All the boxes.
With meeting mix-ups, probably slightly off topic, but remember once when Fev was told to meet at one football ground and went to the wrong one?
Yeah.
Didn't you go to Marvel instead of the MCG?
No. It was raining. It was a rainy day. And we had a night game, and all day I'm thinking, doesn't matter, we're playing at Telstra Dome. It's got the roof forwards, we'll love that. And I was on the punt during the day because it was a Saturday, and I'm on the punt having a great day. The had to be there about 5 o'clock because it was a 7:30 game. The last was just about to run. So I jump in the car, get my tickets, cruise into the Telstra Dome. Like, geez, there's not many people here. Because we're playing Port Adelaide or something. I thought, oh, there mustn't be many supporters coming. And the gates were shut. And then I looked at the AFL app and it said, Carlton versus Port Adelaide MCG 750. Whoops.
131060 is our number. Meeting mix-ups.
Wrong location, wrong time.
Here we go.
1019. The Fox.
Tokyo is it's smaller than Melbourne. But did you know it has 38 million people?
It is not smaller than Melbourne.
No, that's a true stat.
Geographically.
It's geographically smaller than Melbourne, but
this
has 38 million people here in a place smaller than Melbourne.
Mm.
Mate, there's literally buildings for days. Like, you look at...
Unbelievable.
Well, this is the thing, though. When you try to meet... So on Saturday night, when we tried to meet to have dinner, it was a debacle. And 3 hours later, I went home to the hotel having not met you because it was too difficult. Mm. And we've gone to the phones and said 13, 10, 60, meeting mix-ups when we've tried to meet.
Before we hit the phones, Fief, this isn't the first time you've had a meeting mix-up. And Feb will remember this. We went on a really public campaign to try and save Festival Hall until eventually the owners of Festival Hall said, please stop talking.
They sent us a cease and desist.
We don't want your help. In fact, we want to sell it. So stop. Anyway, point was, we wanted to meet at Festival Hall for a very important meeting. Fief, you do have a history of maybe getting it just a little bit wrong. Let's have a listen.
I'm nearly there. I can see that McDonald's near Luna Park. Well, they'll have a party on the side there, haven't they?
Fief, where are you going?
What do you mean? I'm Festival Hall.
Are you going to the Palais Theatre? The Palais is next to Luna Park. Festival Hall is in West Melbourne.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, I thought it was... Leon!
Okay, I get my festivals confused.
I think that your stomach was the culprit there. Because
you went
to the cafe and you wanted to go to the bakery.
You know those great cake shops in Ackland Street?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to one of those Neenish tarts.
Yeah, that's
all
of those.
Yeah, okay. She just had the whole bakery in her sights.
Nowhere near
Festival
Hall. You
know what? Wrong location, wrong time. Meeting mix-ups. Ashton from Keilor. Hi, Ashton.
Hi, guys.
Now, Ashton, what happened when you were trying to meet your mum?
Well, I was about 13 at the time and we were shopping at High Point and we both went off to do our own thing and she said, okay, in an hour, meet me outside Maya. So in an hour, I was sitting at Maya on level 2 and she was standing at Maya on level 3 and we stood there for about 45 minutes and I didn't have a phone at the time. I ended up having to get a security guard to come and call my mum for me and find out where she was.
And did you get paged? Did your mum get paged over the PA?
No, thankfully. Oh, I knew her mobile by that point.
Oh, well done. Okay.
Yeah, look, when the pager goes off, it's never good, is it?
I used to love the page. I used to do that at Fountain Gate when we go shopping. I'd go up to the page and get Jake. I used to say to my brother, if you get page, it means you're in trouble. And I used to go to the people and say, I've lost my dad. His name's Jason Favola. I used to go, Jason Favola, please come to the security desk. Jason would pull you.
He had a very tough childhood, I think, Jason.
He certainly did. Thanks for that, Ashton. We've got Leon in Karamai. Leon.
Hi.
Leon, when did you get the wrong location, the wrong time, and what was your meeting mix-up?
I've just moved to London for the first time. And I spoke to a recruitment consultant and they said, all right, she asked where I was in the local bar and said, yeah, just meet on the high street. So I'm like, okay, no worries, I'll be there. So I've grabbed up my A to Z, which is like Melways, and looked up the high street and thought, that's a long way, but I wanted to impress. So I've jumped on the tube and I've gone to the high street, which is getting toward Rural. And when I've got out of the tube, there's a whole bunch of missed calls and they're like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I found the high street. And they're like, the high street just means the local strip of shops. We call that the high street.
How many times have you moved to London?
Sorry?
You said you moved to London for the first time.
He'd never been there. He'd never been to the city.
No, I was there for like 10 years after that and realised that everyone gets that wrong at first.
Yeah. Figure of speech.
That's all I.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. You call. Much appreciated that, Leon.
You said I just moved there for the first time.
Yeah. No. What we'll do?
How many times you moved there, bro?
After the 8:30 news, this is extraordinary. A Japanese fortune teller here in Tokyo has given us a Melbourne Cup tip, so the horse will win. Obviously, gamble responsibly. 100%. But if you want to know the horse that wins the Melbourne Cup, that's after 8:30. But then that's all we really needed from the fortune teller. But then Fev took it in a whole other direction.
Fev, you took it somewhere only you would take it because no one else would be brave enough to ask a fortune teller the question. I don't think you should ever ask a fortune teller, when will I die?
Yeah. Oh. Well, you need to know what you need to know.
Well, no, you don't want to know. Anyway, yeah. She actually answers it amazingly.
YOLO.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, yesterday, Fev, as a little treat for you, we thought we'd find one of Japan's premier fortune tellers because the Melbourne Cup obviously running tomorrow. And how incredible would it be to get a fortune teller predict who would win the race? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do with that information, Fev, that I know you'd love to do with that information.
All over it.
So... Tamor, we found her, Tamau.
And I had to get on yesterday because after we play this, the price is going to get crunched in.
Yeah, no,
so we've got good odds, Byron.
We did, but gamble responsibly.
Yes. And also, you did take this in a very different direction. All we wanted was a Melbourne Cup prediction. We got an awful lot more. Now, Tamau, thank you so much for joining us. You are a fortune teller here in Japan, Tokyo.
Yes.
Now, we've come all this way because I'm here with two gentlemen who, they love predictions and they often put money on these predictions, but I figure they've got some questions they'd really like to ask you. I see you've got lots of things in front of you. Fev, maybe you'd like to start.
We'll get to the betting later.
Let's just call them predictions.
Predictions, because it's a big day tomorrow in Melbourne, but we'll get to that. I just want to know a little bit. I want you to tell me about my life, what's going to happen. I want to be told everything.
Okay, please ask me one by one.
Okay.
So my answer will be accurate.
Oh, okay.
First question.
How long am I going to live for?
Oh, that's distressing.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Because it really happened.
Yeah.
Okay, show me your palm. Oh, no. And cross your hand like this, and which finger is on top?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I will read from your right hand.
This is not what we have planned.
I don't feel good about this.
That's what you get one for. She's really getting into it. Doesn't seem like there's much left.
Well, you will have great chance during your 50s, starting from your 40s.
To die?
Well, it will makes you very busy and successful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bang.
You might will affect your health. So you might will affect your stomach. So please be aware of stress.
Yes, I've been told that before.
Try to let go of your stress and try to find something that you like, which can relax you.
Yeah.
Children give me this. Let's not get over the figure.
Late 50s.
Late 50s is very early.
Late 50s.
That's not right.
It will be very
effective
for your health.
Yes. Oh, effective or...
A very
defective.
He might have a surgery.
Oh God!
Oh,
it could just be your appendix. It could be okay.
Tonsils haven't gone in yet.
And if you can survive, with that surgery,
if you survive,
you will live up to 90.
You need to survive.
I'm a survivor.
With that surgery,
Destiny's Child said it best.
And if you will watch your health,
yeah,
you don't have to get surgery.
Yeah, okay.
And be healthy.
Yeah.
So.
Thank God his daughters are here listening to this.
Oh, Lenny's crying.
Lenny's going to be okay. This is not the way, sweetheart.
It's okay.
Oh, we just wanted a cup tip.
Yeah, well, I needed to know. And what I got out of that is you said that. In my late 50s,
yes.
I'm going to have an operation. And if I survive that, I'm going to live to 90.
Yes.
But then she said that if I get healthy, but I'm going to have to keep going the path I'm going. So I can't get healthy because if I don't have that operation, I might die before 90.
But you can change your destiny.
No, but my destiny's 90.
No,
That's a good inning.
Change your lifestyle and you won't need that surgery.
Yeah, but then I might die before then.
No, but...
Or after that.
Oh, gosh, earlier. Actually, he raises a good point.
Yes. Mate, my life's set.
Okay.
Operation at 50.
Have a listen back
to
that.
Then I'll get healthy, okay. And then I'll pass away at 90.
Have a listen.
Bang.
That little package, have a listen to it in your own time during the day.
10 years shy of getting the certificate from the Queen.
You're ticking time bomb.
She'll still be alive then.
I'm not sure.
She's a trooper.
Oh.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We organised one of Japan's premier fortune tellers, Tamau, to meet with us yesterday because...
She was a lovely woman.
She was lovely. Oh, and she was great. And she... you wanted an insight into who would win the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
Now, anyone who does enjoy Flutter will probably want to hear this. You may have just heard a few minutes ago when Fev is going to pass away from this earth.
That we didn't
want. That was when I'm 90. Byron would be 130, but he'd be gone.
Well, I mean, I'm only a few years older than you and probably look quite...
Can you lay a bet
younger
on that?
Okay.
Will they open the books on that? Fev, late 50s or 90?
Yeah.
Which will it be?
100%. Have a look at me.
Okay. I wouldn't have asked when will I die. I just would have gone straight to the cup tip, but up to Fev.
Anyway, here she is. This is Tamau.
Because it all depends on how much money you spend. Because if she said I'm going to die in like 40s, I would have loaded up more on the tip that she's going to give me.
Geez.
Now that I'm living to 90,
okay.
I'm going to keep a little bit in my skyrocket.
All right.
Smart.
I hear you. This is Tamau predicting the Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
Now, tomorrow in Melbourne, there's a big race called the Melbourne Cup that stops the nation, big horse race. Now, would you be able to tell us who wins? Or even if you give us a three, because it's a trifecta.
So main pick and maybe two other ones.
Yeah, two other.
Point is straight at
number
seven.
Eight or seven?
Number eight.
Oh, number eight.
This is the British mount.
Must Ajia. No. 18.
18.
Surprise baby. Oh, wow. That's what I had. So I've got... Eight.
Eight. 18.
18.
Responsibly, which number should be also box. Those pay very well.
Mirage Dancer.
Mirage Dancer.
Ooh.
Three.
Number four.
Oh, four. Mirage Dancer. So
Mirage
Dancer. Just whilst this is responsible, we suggest a
four,
box.
4, 8,
trifecta.
18. Box the hell out of them, guys, and you'll win a fortune. Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
Obviously, Gamble Responsible.
And Gamble Responsible.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you. It was very insightful, and you're obviously very good at your job.
Feef was just like, what are these guys doing?
Remember, put those numbers
we
in.
Didn't leave it in the edit, but at the top she said, traditionally fortune tellers don't do
gamble.
Predictions of horse races.
She said, no gamble. I said, okay. No, it's pretend
so
race.
Which,
pretend
she's
race.
Mentioned three. What are we thinking he's going to win?
Yeah, so we've got the eight, ridden by Damien Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Great jockey, won the cup, the Derby Day, the cup on, what's it called, Saturday.
So he won the Derby on Saturday.
Is that Dream Lover?
No, it's called Mustajia, which
number eight.
Is number eight.
Mustajia.
That'll win.
And Surprise Baby, number 18, a New Zealand horse, 33.5 kilos out of barrier 20. And then coming in third is Mirage Dancer from Great Britain, 55.5 kilos out of barrier 13. So box them in together for trifecta.
Responsibly.
And I also, when we left, I was in the tuk-tuk on the way home.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Twitter. And Francesca Calamari was on there, who's a horse expert that's come over for Channel 10.
Kamani.
She's from Great Britain, loves the Aussies.
Yeah.
And she had this to say about her tip.
Coming back to Mustajia. at a big price. I just think he's got a lot of things in his favour.
Wow.
Mustigia.
She tipped it.
Okay.
Same one.
So everyone,
all on black. Eight. Let's
okay,
go
well, I mean.
And then Francesca Calamari also went on to say that she loves Damien Oliver as a jockey. He rode three or four winners on Saturday. So Damien Oliver, the little man from Port Melbourne.
Jeez.
Well, he's from Perth originally. I probably shouldn't have said where he lived.
You've given his address.
Anyway, get on.
Okay. Good stuff. So number eight, obviously being responsible about it, but if you want to follow our fortune teller's tip, eight is the winner, and then in your trifecta, put in 18 and four as well. We'll take one more song, and then we'll wrap things up. Did we just say to do that?
Yeah, just box them all up and add a few other ones.
Okay, good stuff.
Gamble responsibly.
This is the Fox.
Ladbrokes.
Or any agency. 1019,
The Fox.
Yeah, just about to wrap up show number one here, live from Tokyo, Japan. Big thanks to Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. Tonight is the first of our big karaoke nights in Tokyo, the home of karaoke. These tradies that sung their way to this trip. It all starts tonight.
Yeah, and we caught up with the tradies last night at Shibuya Crossing. And look, they're all in fine form. They're having the time of their lives.
They're
getting
up
around.
And about.
They're sightseeing. One in particular, Lee R. Arborist with his son Devlin. Devon. I think that the word devil just came to mind because Lee is really, I mean, are we worried about Lee? Do we need to maybe look after him?
I think we need Wolver, our bodyguard that follows us around, because he did go up and I'm a little bit worried. I like someone that's up and about.
Yeah.
But little Daze was crying.
Yes.
And then he just said, hey, Fee, just pop it out and I'll watch your breastfeed.
Okay, that was a bit weird from Lee. We're not sure.
That was at the point where Fee went, okay, I need security.
Well, then I went to change Daisy's nappy in the middle of the equivalent of Times Square in New York, which was chaos. I come back and the police are basically escorting Lee away from some buskers.
Yes. I think the background check should have been done on Lee. but we'll see how it goes tonight. And the thing
he'll
is,
be
guys,
good.
Good luck. Obviously, take care tomorrow. We did have a Melbourne Cup winner. Our Japanese fortune teller says get on number eight, Mustagia.
Yeah, do that, baby 18.
Do that responsibly.
Quinella.
That's for your trifectas. No show for us tomorrow and most of Melbourne on public holiday. So that means tonight could be a pretty big one, guys.
Oh, it'll be huge.
We don't have to wake up early. So
there'll be shots. There'll be songs.
Look
there'll
out.
There'll be dancing. There'll be tears.
Okay.
And there'll be food.
And you can see it all on our socials.
Did you say tears? Or?
Yeah, tears.
Definitely tears.
Excellent.
Fifi Fev Byron on our socials.
Fifi Fev Byron.